Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
From the plains of Nineveh, a nurse on the front lines of Mosul in a trauma unit, experiencing unimaginable carnage, but also unimaginable peace in the midst of that. Where Jesus is, there is peace. Our guest is Maranatha Weeks. We're going to talk about some of her experiences literally on the plains of Nineveh in a trauma unit, on steroids, if you will. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. And Maranatha, you have gone on a Covenant Journey trip. You are a Covenant Journey alumni. For those that may have missed any previous program, while you were there in Israel with us on the Covenant Journey trip, you had done mission trips before, Togo and other places, been close to ISIS, but not really in the midst of it. And it was there in Israel on the northern part, on the Golan Heights, where you received peace. And little did you know that you no longer were afraid of ISIS, that Jesus gave you that peace and he brought healing to everyone he met, that you would be a healer in the midst of ISIS in January of 2017. You had an experience, so many of them, but you have an experience that I want you to share about working with one of these people who was ISIS, the people who were causing the carnage, while you're actually dealing with helping people who are victims of that carnage. It has to be an incredible emotional roller coaster. On the one side of a curtain is someone who was maimed, possibly on the verge of death because of ISIS. On the other side, for example, is a member of ISIS who caused the carnage.
Yeah, it's amazing, I think, how God really worked in your heart through the Covenant Journey trip to overcome this fear of ISIS, Maranatha. And then you had a member who was mortally wounded come in and you were able to minister to. Tell us about that.
So there was an ISIS member who was passing away, and ones that are deemed black or unsalvageable, there's nothing we can do with the resources that we have, or we don't have the time. So there was an ISIS member who is lying behind the curtain for a long time and nobody was with him. And yet we always have someone that sits with them until they pass away. And it was actually a friend of mine who was sitting there with him, obviously a stranger to him, someone who could be filled with this fury and hate like we could, as we saw what they did. Yet she just sung to him. She read verses to him. She shared the gospel with him over and over and over again, and held her hands in his for hours. And as the day went on, he was slowly passing away and she was sharing the gospel. And all of a sudden he opens his mouth and for the first time, he just says, "God is love," and he passed away and that was it. And it was just such an incredible moment after these hours of sitting with someone where we could have hate for and we could have fury towards. Yet that's not what Christ comes to do. And he gives us a love and a mercy that's not of our own volition, but that's him working through us. And this man, I believe, came to faith in Christ and understood that God was love right before he passed away.
Unbelievable.
What a powerful story.
You have this one scene in your journal that you did that was talking about an ISIS drone. And an ISIS drone came overhead and you have this security procedure. And that is, when that happens, an alarm goes off. This was not a drill. This was not a practice. This was real. An ISIS drone was coming and hovering overhead. Could have been taking pictures, could have been dropping a bomb, could have been preparing for other bombing. Everyone had to evacuate and run outside. You're leaving. Everyone leaves the patients, including patients on the operating table. They're there in the midst of an operation. Everyone has to flee. They run out. You look up, see the ISIS drone, and go into a bunker. When the drone has cleared, you're able to get the all clear notice, and you go back in, and you pick up where you left off. The surgeons and the nurses at the operating table, the other people doing triage and helping children, families, people that have amputation needs. What was something like that like, and what's a lesson or lessons that you took away from your experience?
I think I took away from that. I remember running out when the siren went off, and I remember running across the ground and thinking, should I get on the ground now? Should I keep running? I remember being in the bunker with my friends, and we were praying and just praying that this would all blow over so that we could get a clear signal and go back to the patients. And in thinking about it later that night and talking to my friends, I think the verse that came to me was, there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. And even though there's adrenaline in those moments and there's anticipation of what's going to happen, often our minds were on those patients who we left on the table, and those patients who were so helpless in this and must be so much more fearful in this than we were, who were under, we were under a shelter and they weren't. And so we were hoping to just get back to them. And when the clear signal came, we'd go back and keep working. I remember looking around and thinking, people are working as if nothing ever happened. But I was doing the same, because we were there to be with people and to hopefully give strength and heal some of the sick, and God give us strength to get through that as well.
Coming back, you're living in a Western culture. You're a nurse. We encounter different kinds of things. As a nurse, you know, you also work in various capacities where you're seeing trauma, but nothing like what you experienced in northern Iraq and the outside of Mosul in this place. What's some of the lessons in terms of how you grew and what your takeaway has been from some of the experiences there, and how does it relate to our everyday life here? What does it say to you? How did you grow? What did you learn, and how did it affect your walk with Christ?
Wow. I learned so much while I was out there. It's hard to condense. But I think a big thing is just in coming back to the Western society here and to the Western hospitals, and sometimes it can seem like people are dealing with such insignificant things, but what remains the same is Christ and Christ's love. And Jesus sees people at the heart level. So I can look at someone and be like, well, at least you have your legs, or at least you're not losing an arm, but that would be treating a situation in bitterness. I think God was the one who gifted me and gave me this ability to go overseas, and it was an honor from him to be able to see what I saw. So when I come back and treat people here, what I want to share with them is that they're too valuable, and their situation is also valuable to Christ. God loves them for who they are. And so when I treat them, I want to treat them in that manner. And when I talk to them, I don't want to talk to them out of frustration because of what they don't understand. Rather, I want to convey a love so that they open up and I can share my understanding and they'll be open to that. So when I meet a non-believer, I want to tell them about this experience, and so I can share what God is doing there and the gospel, and display the gospel through that. And when I meet a believer, I want to share about Mosul and talk about it, because I want them to know that God is also working over there, and that they too can be a part of something like this, and that they too can know more about who God is.
How has it had an impact on the way you view possessions and your family?
Wow, time is so short and possessions mean nothing. They'll go into flames one day, but my family is really valuable to me. I love my family, and I think they've been given as a huge support in my life, but also just they've been people who've shaped me and grown me. And I don't think without my family that I would be where I was. Yeah, I think I really learned through my mom and through her experience and her sickness and her cancer. And even in her death, she taught us that time was so, so short. And I remember right before she passed away, she just turned to me and said, "Live for Jesus." And I think that really shaped who I am and has really taught me, even through this experience in Iraq, what matters in this life is not material things. What matters is people and relationships, because that's what Christ cares about. And the only thing that's valuable is living for him.
Wow, there's so much to unpack about your experience. Covenant Journey alumni Maranatha Weeks, also a nurse and has been on the mission field in multiple places around the world. But this one in Iraq is incredible. She has journaled it, called From the Plains of Nineveh, a nurse on the front lines of Mosul. I'm Matt Staver. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, help these persecuted Christians and religious minorities that are losing their lives, facing torture, loss of everything, not only in the Middle East, but around the world. You can be a part of helping bring the gospel and even Bibles and spiritual comfort as well as physical comfort by going to libertyreliefinternational.org. That's libertyreliefinternational.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.